You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
On the money line, the Giants 9-5, the Eagles are 5-11 here with William Hill. The spread, the Giants +4.5 at 10-11, the Eagles -4.5 at 10-11, and the total points is set at 49. Under is 10-11, over is 10-11. I think in these podcasts, Gil, we've talked about the Philadelphia Eagles more than any other franchise this season. They either seem to be one of the live Sky games in the early Sunday slate, or they're prime time, the Philadelphia Eagles. And we finally saw them show a bit of quality last weekend with their win against the New Orleans Saints. They scored 15 more points in that game than any other this season. They gained 519 yards, having averaged 294 yards on offense in the first 4 weeks. So we saw the real Philadelphia Eagles for the first time last week.
Maybe, and I'll be betting on that. I'll be banking on that this week. I'm all about the Eagles here, giving 4 points. I like the Eagles for a few different reasons. And it's a division game with the Giants. Usually these are 3-point spreads. We're actually seeing a 4-point spread in this game right here. But there's intangible reasons and there's advanced stats reasons why I like the Eagles. Eli Manning, by the way, has been great for the Giants. He's been spectacular. But I don't know the arsenal of wide receivers he's going to have for this one. Both Odell Beckham Jr. and Reuben Randall had hamstring injuries. Beckham Jr. did come back late in that game against the Niners last week, but it's unclear how healthy either of his two main targets are going to be. The Eagles, though, let's start with the intangible. This is the night where Brian Westbrook, one of their greats, one of the Eagles' greats of recent decades, will be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame. I'm a numbers guy. I tend to not put much stock into that kind of thing, but it is interesting that when things like that happen and when it's a big celebration of a franchise, the current team seems to come out and really get charged with the crowd atmosphere. So that's certainly not a negative for the Eagles that it is the night where Brian Westbrook gets inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Advanced stats, and I get this from Mike Sando over at ESPN, who provides so many great stats. But the Eagles' defense, we always talk about expected points added both on offense and defense. How does an offensive or defensive unit perform in exact same similar situations based on a league average? The Eagles' D, surprisingly, fourth in expected points added per game. Their defense has really been sneaky good. The Giants' defense, on the other hand, versus San Francisco last week, -17.9 in EPA. Basically what that is, and you don't have to really delve too much, but trust me when I say this, that's the worst New York Giants defensive performance since 2011, the one from last Sunday night against the Niners. So both from an intangible standpoint and an advanced stats standpoint, the Eagles seem to have a very large advantage, and I would concur with that.
I think a lot of people maybe that are leaning Giants on this occasion are putting the stock in that run defense, which has been good this season, but that's kind of misleading because opposing teams know they can throw the ball on this Giants team.
Right, exactly. Stats aren't always what they appear to be, and that is one of those where if you're having so much success through the air, why bother? And so in the limited amount of time, the Giants have performed well. But by the way, the Philadelphia rush defense has the almost exact same number. Both teams have given up 3.5 yards per rush allowed. The Giants just a tick better for the best mark in the NFL. Here's another stat, though, Dave. Let me just throw this out there as well. Third down conversions. I talked about this in a video I did for William Hill for this game. On defense, the Eagles are allowing 42.11% of third down conversions by opposing offenses. The Giants are even worse. They're allowing 46.58% on third downs allowed. Now, here's the thing about third downs. Rather than being a stat that is predictive in the future, what they tend to do is mask what your current performance is and might be masking a real truth about your true talent level. On offense, and this is where I'm getting at, while those two defenses have not performed well and it's going to be tough to parse between them, the Eagles' offense is where the smoking gun is. The Eagles' offense has only converted on third downs 27.87% of the time. Only the Dolphins are worse. So in other words, on third down, Sam Bradford and his offense have been atrocious. And yet, we saw what they could do last week. if they can just even convert on third downs at an average level, there's no telling what this offense can do, and I think we see that on Sunday night, and I think they win and cover in the process.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.